And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. A Huron County District Court hearing concluded for a felony case involving an operating while intoxicated charge against Keith Allen Bromberg. Judge Ferris presided over the preliminary examination for Mr. Bromberg, who faced a third or subsequent offense charge. During the proceedings, the prosecution and defense confirmed a plea agreement. Under the terms, Mr. Bromberg agreed to waive his right to a preliminary examination and plead guilty to the charge as upcoming circuit court arraignment. In exchange, the prosecution agreed to dismiss a separate district court speeding ticket and will not file any habitual offender notices or pursue additional misdemeanor counts. Judge Ferris accepted the waiver, finding that Mr. Bromberg acted knowingly and voluntarily. The court ordered that the defendant's bond remained as previously set. Mr. Bromberg is scheduled for arraignment in circuit court on August 31st. And Sabrina Rose Brown appeared in Huron County District Court on Wednesday to face charges of embezzlement. Prosecutors allege Brown, acting as an agent or trustee, took between $200 and $1,000 on June 26th. A plea of not guilty was entered on her behalf. Defense attorney Michelle Siv will represent Brown as the case proceeds. Judge Ferris set bond at $3,500, 10%, which has already been posted. Brown must adhere to standard bond conditions and is prohibited from entering any SpeedyQ properties. The court has scheduled a plea cutoff hearing for September 10th, later this year. Annalise Marie Beam entered a guilty plea as well in Huron County District Court to a charge of operating while intoxicated first offense. Represented by attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, Beam admitted to consuming 4 or 5 shots of alcohol before driving towards Caseville. She lost control of her vehicle in Fairhaven Township, resulting in the car spinning into a field. Beam confirmed a preliminary breath test result of 0.203, which was later verified by a state police blood draw. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and dismissed the original charge of operating with a high blood alcohol content. Sentencing is scheduled for August 27th at 9 a.m. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.